Whatever, Dave.
Whatever, Dave.
Whatever, Dave.
Lo que sea, Dave.
Whatever.
Whatever, Dave.
It's the Whatever, Dave Radio Network, wherever fine podcasts are ignored.
What is this, Richard? 6-7 weeks running, we haven't had Dave in the studio.
What does he think this is, school? And he could just come and go as he pleases?
He's not even here tonight.
No.
You know, I'm just going to come out and say what I think you and I have both been thinking for a long time. I think our two guest host spots on the album show have gone to his head.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think that's what's happening.
You know where he is.
Where is he?
He's at home! Washing his tights!
You know, I would love to be able to sit here and say that Dave will be here next week, but to be honest, your guess is as good as mine.
Not a guarantee.
Yeah. Well, maybe he thought it'd be too somber of a day because rest in peace, Coolio.
Yeah.
That one was a surprise.
Yeah. 59 years old, I think.
59. And it was a surprise, actually. He was visiting a friend and he just went into cardiac arrest.
Oh, he had a heart attack.
Yeah. Which, honestly, that's kind of the way I want to go, but maybe a couple decades older than 59. Because 59 is a lot younger than it used to be.
I don't know if you want to go into cardiac arrest, though.
No, but, you know, he was
visiting a friend is nice.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was up and mobile and living his life to the end, like I said.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't like a long, slow death. It was a quick one that but like I said, I'd like to be maybe 20, 30 years older than 59. But,
yeah.
I mean, I got to tell you, I posted this on my Facebook earlier, Gangsta's Paradise. That was a moment.
Oh, yeah.
In 1995, you couldn't have gotten more mainstream than a bunch of suburban fifth graders listening to that on repeat on Discman on the playground.
And, of course, the subsequent controversy with Weird Al that arose.
Right. I feel like they made up, though.
I think they did, too.
Yeah.
It still was a big deal back then.
Right. Because, I mean, to be honest, Gangsta's Paradise, as huge as it was for Coolio, I checked, it's got 1 billion streams on Spotify.
Wow.
Could you imagine if that song, if they had Spotify back in 1995, how many streams that would have gotten?
Oh, sure.
But, you know, as big as Gangsta's Paradise was for Coolio, Amish Paradise was as big for Weird Al.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like Weird Al, every 10, 15 years, he kind of has a resurgence.
He gets medieval on your hind.
That's right. And if you finish your chores and I finish thine, tonight we're going to party like it's 1899.
Oh, he's great.
So, and you know, when I think of Coolio, I feel like back in the days of SNCC and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like Coolio and TLC were just always switching off as the musical host.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
It was one or the other.
Right. And they would say, make a round of sound.
Yeah.
Make a round of sound for Coolio.
And that girl who would pretend to be Roseanne for some reason. I never understood
Lori
that.
Beth Denberg?
Yeah. Why did she do that?
I don't know, but she was funny.
Yeah.
I liked her useless information for everyday life. And I liked when Keenan used to pretend that he was a French guy in the bathtub.
Right.
Yeah.
My father's name is Stephanie. That was cool.
I think Coolio is one of those celebrity deaths that like hit people harder than they thought.
Oh, yeah.
Like you haven't really thought of Coolio in a long time, but like, you know, especially people you and I's age, Rich. I mean, Gangsta's Paradise was like, I mean, that was a huge moment in our childhood. So
I like that he decided to appear on Nickelodeon.
Right.
Out of all places.
Right. I mean, it couldn't have done well for his gangsta cred, but, I mean, look at this generation of fans that are mourning him now.
Oh, you know what? At that time, I think, well, they still might, but I think Paramount owned both MTV and Nickelodeon,
yeah.
So maybe there was some cross. He was under the Paramount umbrella. I'd be interested to know what his record company subsidiary was owned by, because maybe there was some cross promotion going on there.
Yeah,
that I don't even know about.
But I mean, that's kind of genius. What happens is you book yourself. You're a rapper, Gangsta's Paradise. It's not like he was, you know, it's not like he was a family friendly rapper. You get yourself booked on all that. the kids fall in love with your music. Mom, can you take me down to the Harmony House and get this album by this guy named Coolio?
It's a parental advisory on this disc.
Right, but they're like, okay, well, he's on Nickelodeon.
How bad can he be?
Right, and then you listen to it on the way home, and there's F words. There's the N word with an A. So rest in peace, Coolio. And of course, he became an adjective for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right, man, Coolio.
Right,
Coolio.
Right.
So. Before we get into our stack of stuff, though, Richard, I have a message for the TV executives who produce storm coverage.
Uh-oh.
Enough with sending your meteorologists into the storm.
It's actually kind of serious, Dave.
I mean, this Hurricane Ian that made landfall on Florida, we still haven't heard the final numbers of... The devastation when it comes to property loss, when it comes to life lost.
Yeah.
But you don't need to keep sending your people out into the storm. I mean, you got Jim Cantore. Him and Al Roker are the godfathers of standing out in hurricanes. This guy had a freaking tree whiz by his head.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's been all over the place.
Can you watch it on YouTube?
I think so.
Okay.
Just look up Jim Cantore. A tree almost hits him.
See, that could kill you at those
speeds. We're watching the footage yesterday, the coverage. You got some guy wearing like a Tony Hawk helmet and goggles. It's not that important.
I agree.
Okay?
They don't need to risk their lives.
This hurricane leveled Fort Myers, Florida, the entire city. It's gone. It's rubble. Sanibel Island, the causeway to get from the islands to the mainland.
I saw that, yes.
Wiped out. Stop sending your people out into these hurricanes.
When will they learn?
Well, and that's a great point, Rich, because what's going to happen is next time the tree's not going to miss somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And someone's going to die or get hurt.
National television. It's
right.
It's going to be everywhere.
And then all of a sudden the conversation's going to turn to why do we need to keep sending these people out into the hurricanes, especially now that we've got social media that has live first-person videos they can just pull from. You got weather cameras that you can just pull from. It's not 1992 anymore. There's other ways to get compelling video other than sending your own people into a Category 4.
I feel the storm is captivating enough for an audience.
Right.
I don't need to see a human there dangling
right.
for sheer life.
Right. I mean, Jim Cantore is literally holding on to a street sign, which that one could go at any time.
Sure.
And he finally makes it back into shelter. And then, of course... You know, these people have to stay somewhere. So instead of sheltering in place, these hotel employees have to go to work and all that stuff. It's just a bad idea.
I agree.
But
all around.
To me, the most striking images that I saw was the Gulf of Mexico and Tampa Bay itself. The storm surge had pushed so far south that I was seeing videos of Tampa Bay, the bay, and the Gulf of Mexico, it was dry land.
Wow.
For like a quarter mile.
Holy cow.
And that was terrifying because, I mean, normally that's what it looks like before a tsunami.
Yeah.
So there, and people were posting these videos and all the comments said, get out of there. That water's going to come rushing back. Now, I checked up on a lot of these accounts. The water came back without incident. So
good.
There must be different physics
involved at
play than a tsunami. But yeah, that was very bizarre. And I mean, if it were me, I'd be driving. I probably would have evacuated already because I'm skittish. But then
I'd be in Idaho.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, then you got tornadoes and stuff.
Yeah, which is why I love living here in Michigan because I mean you do get tornadoes every now and then, but it's not common.
You ever see that early Roseanne episode where the tornado hits?
I don't think so.
It was intense, man.
Was that when Dan had the bike shop?
No, this was even before the bike shop.
Wow.
This is pre-bike shop.
Well, I'm glad it didn't take out the bike shop, and that's probably pre-Lanford Lunchbox, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was. You know you're Roseanne.
Except for that one episode. But see, I don't know, Rich. I don't know if I'd be... I mean, you know, there's all these people posting these videos. There's this one woman who posted a video that she was literally in a floaty in her own house.
Oh.
And people are saying, you should have gotten out of there. The of course, the emergency personnel were saying, you need to evacuate. We can't. We won't be able to come get you right away.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they had fair warning. But I don't know. I mean, if I lived in Florida my whole life and I made it through countless hurricanes, I myself might think that it's no big deal and find myself stranded. I mean, as someone in Michigan watching hurricanes from Florida, I say to myself, hell yeah, I would evacuate.
Yeah.
But it's like us with blizzards. There's blizzards every year. This one's not going to be that bad.
There's a lot of uprooting involved if you were to do that. Your home is your sacred place.
Right.
You have all of your memories, all of your belongings. Everything is underneath your loved ones. Everything is there. That is difficult to just get up and walk out.
Right.
And go to a hotel.
Right.
I agree with you.
Right.
Unfortunately, with these hurricanes and with these natural disasters, you do have to look at property, no matter how valuable or no matter how much sentimentality you attach to it, is still inanimate. It's still a physical object that isn't a loved one. It's not a life.
Right. Well, and the thing is, too, I mean, if you leave your home, whether you leave your home or not, nature's going to do what it wants to do.
Yeah.
With you might as well not be there when it happens.
Yeah.
So.
For sure. But so, I get what you mean. Yeah. You would contemplate it.
Right.
Definitely be like, gee, do I weigh the options?
Right.
But then again, you could be 12 feet underwater, and you could drown in your own home. And
right.
That's terrifying. Your home could become your coffin.
Right. Well, and that's what I was seeing with that's what I was wondering. I mean, you get these people, and they're taking this video of the storm surge, which is like six.
And it happens a lot faster than people might think it does.
Right.
I mean, within a matter of seconds.
Well, and even if, you know, you live in a high rise or you have multiple stories in your house, I mean, what's to say it's not going to take the structure out from under you?
Yeah.
So
topple over. You don't know how, you know, 150-mile winds.
Yeah. So, I guess we'll see. I mean, it's very early. I don't know if this is going to be as traumatic as Katrina. Hopefully not.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Fort Myers was leveled.
It's devastated. I mean,
it is devastating.
No longer exists.
Right. And a lot of people, I saw a lot of people on Facebook lost their vacation homes, which I know sounds like rich people problems, but not necessarily. I mean, they may have saved for years and years and years.
Sure.
And got a vacation home down there. And, of course, I have family down there. My dad's cousin, it looks like she evacuated to a safer place. And it looks like her home is okay for the most part. So, I mean, these things aren't just the Florida thing. I mean, Florida mm-hmm. is like the vacation destination of the world. And everyone has at least a relative down there, maybe some property. So,
yeah,
we'll see. Hopefully the damage is not as bad as Katrina or the one that happened in Houston a couple years ago, which I can't remember.
That was awful too.
It's the one where Joel Osteen wouldn't let anyone into his
mega church. In the church.
Yeah,
because you didn't want the carpet to get dirty,
right.
Or something.
Right.
What an idiot.
Yeah, I'll let you in the church for five low monthly payments of $19.95.
Right.
All right.
Oh, that was a joke.
Let's get into our stacks here, Richard. I've been blabbering about my topics. Go ahead.
No, that's quite all right, Michael. A mutual interest of ours, McDonald's, is releasing new Happy Meals for adults this time to recreate one of the most nostalgic experiences in the company's history. I don't know if you remember this. It was probably the late 80s, early 90s, before they started gearing toward pop culture elements like movies or musicians.
Right, like which I'm sure there was a ton of money in those type of cross promotions.
Yes, definitely. There used to be toys that were McDonald's specific. You know, you'd get a little Hamburglar guy or you'd get Grimace.
Right.
The fast food juggernaut this
little
week.
Little tchotchkalas.
Sure. They announced plans to introduce adult-oriented meals complete with a free toy, and an initiative designed to work off of the nostalgia of the restaurant's famous red cardboard boxes. I remember those. Mm-hmm. I love them. And they were greasy. You know, your fries would rub up against them. The Cactus Plant Flea Market Box is a collaboration between McDonald's and the famous streetwear brand, and will roll out to participating stores beginning in October.
So what, you get like a fashionable hat?
You get, well, there is clothing available that you can purchase separately. But when you get the Happy Meals, it's going to be either be a Big Mac or a 10-piece Chicken McNugget.
Right.
So, and with that, you're going to get the sodas and the fries. So it's basically a, like a combo meal in a box.
Right. So, so is the only similarity to a Happy Meal that it comes in a box, or do we get a prize as
well? It comes in a box, and you get the prize. You're going to get a mascot. You're going to get a Grimace. You're going to get a Hamburglar. You're going to get a Birdie, which I don't even remember Birdie. And, or you're going to get a Cactus Buddy, which is this thing I vaguely remember. You can actually place the other guys on top of the cactus.
Oh, so it's like it's the old toys that remember.
You're getting the old toys.
I have to be honest, Richard. I was an obese child, so I aged out of the Happy Meal very early. But you know what I see them coming back with? Are the old trick-or-treat buckets.
I love those.
And I might actually get one of those.
I would, too. I was nuts over those in 1990 they came out.
I wonder if you still have some around.
I might have one or two in an old bin. I wanted the ghost so bad, and I would always get the pumpkin.
Yeah, right. It's like it's sort of like with the Monopoly game. Like, they would make, like, a ton of and then, like, of most of them, and then there'd just be like a few.
Right.
Well, if I get the ghost, Richard, I'll give it to you.
Oh, I love the ghost. I wanted the ghost. You know, the witch would be cool to have. You know, I figured, oh, my sister might get that in her Happy Meal. Even though now I don't know how they're going to do that, if they have to, if they can even have gender specific Happy Meals.
I think they could. I remember when I was a kid, if they weren't like promoting a movie, it would always be a Barbie thing for the girls, and then like a little Hot Wheels thing that, like a little car you pull back and then it zooms.
I remember that in the early 90s. Yep.
I mean, to be honest, Rich, I could still be bribed to do most things with the promise of free McDonald's.
Isn't it crazy how addicting it is? Like, reading this story, I was thinking about, I wish I had McDonald's right now.
Right, because McDonald's, I do think, even though it's junk food, I think that it does taste better than most food. And then plus, you know, it's probably somewhere in the back of my mind, there's that nostalgia thing that makes me feel happy and safe. And,
and that's formed very early on.
Right. Well, that's great. So now we can clutter up our own houses with useless toys we're not going to play with once we get home.
Do you remember when Batman Returns came out? McDonald's had all of these little figurines.
I feel like I got a cup.
Yeah. They have the cup with the bat signal on it and the Catwoman.
See, in these adult Happy Meals, they should give you those souvenir cups. I'm kind of into souvenir cups now.
Great. Souvenir cups are great, man.
Yeah.
I love a good souvenir
cup. I had the Dream Team one.
Wow.
I was drinking my orange drink out of Michael Jordan's head. Happy memories.
What better a way to drink orange juice?
Well, Rich.
Orange drink.
Is there such thing as bad nostalgia?
That's an interesting question, Michael.
Have you watched any of this Dahmer thing on Netflix?
No, I haven't. I avoid those. They get under my skin. I know they're very popular, though.
Yeah. Well, and I'm a huge fan of anything Evan Peters and Ryan Murphy do together.
Okay.
They've made a lot of fantastic seasons of American Horror Story.
Okay.
I really liked the American Crime Story that did the O.J. Simpson trial. And
yeah, I remember you're big on that.
And the impeachment of President Clinton. And I started watching it the other day. And I got through two episodes, and I don't think I'm going to finish it because it freaked my wife out a little bit. I like to keep the front door open during the fall because I like. And after the first episode, she got up, she's like, "I'm locking this door."
Wow.
But I mean, it's not really scary to me, but it's just really sad.
Yeah.
And you know, I've never been a big like true crime serial killer type guy, which is weird because I love horror movies as I'm wearing my Freddy Krueger shirt. But I think the difference is that horror movies are pretend and there's an element of fun that you can have throughout the horror.
Yes.
Where with Jeffrey Dahmer, it's just all bad.
Yeah.
The second episode, and it's not a spoiler alert because this was a news story. So this was a news story in 1991. But one of his victims was a 14-year-old boy who he got a hold of the police and Jeffrey Dahmer said that he was 19 and was his boyfriend, and the police gave this kid back to Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh.
And that's when I'm like, I knew this happened.
Mm-hmm.
I knew this happened, but I don't think I need to watch it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And if something is true and something is so heinous, I feel like you can't have fun with it. Like, there's this really weird scene where Jeffrey Dahmer steals this mannequin from a department store and takes it home and starts, like, making out with it. And out of context, that might be kind of funny. But I'm watching this, I'm like, is there any comic relief allowed here? I mean, this is mm-hmm. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess I don't really know what to do with my emotions while watching it. So,
well, I applaud you, actually, for that feeling,
mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of people will think nothing of it and just digest it as if it were any other
yeah.
piece of television.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with it.
I've always had issues with those. And you had mentioned the O.J. Simpson. Everybody was talking about how great it was.
Yeah.
I actually had that feeling right around that time when people were praising that show.
Yeah.
Because you have to realize what that man allegedly
right.
did.
You have to say allegedly, right.
I mean, he lopped off a woman's head.
Right.
She was literally decapitated.
Right.
And I just feel so bad. My empathy level for the family,
mm-hmm.
the family does not like when this stuff happens.
Right.
They have to allow it because it's an event that
right.
actually, you know, it's public, I guess. But they do not enjoy these programs being aired for
having
entertainment value.
Having to relive it, having no control over the narrative.
It's a nightmare that they have lived every single day of their life since the event has happened, and now they turn on TV and there it is.
It's funny you say that, because I had that same feeling when, I don't know if it was Law & Order or one of those shows with the initials. You know, they do these stories that are quote-unquote ripped from the headlines,
mm-hmm.
and they did one on Oxford.
Oh.
And of course, you know, they change a lot of things, so it's not
yeah.
like a, but it was based off of the Oxford school shooting.
Yeah.
I mean, the producers said as much, and it never really kind of registered with me, you know, just kind of how insensitive that is
yeah.
until it happened to
Something that was so close to home, for
right?
You.
Yeah. And they've been doing this forever. I mean, how
oh,
long
yeah.
has that show been on?
Yeah,
and that's sort of their tagline, you know, ripped from the headlines. That's
right.
where they get there. So yeah. And you know what, Rich, the O.J. Simpson thing. You're right. I mean, it was kind of presented as being lighthearted. I mean, Cuba Gooding Jr. played sort of like a bumbling dope
mm-hmm.
as O.J. You had. John Travolta is Bob Shapiro playing a weird caricature.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're right. And I mean, even the Monica Lewinsky thing, I mean, I'm sure Monica Lewinsky doesn't want to have to relive that.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I mean, look, I'm not shaming people who like true crime. If that's what you like, it's very popular.
Well, there's a morbid curiosity that nearly
sure.
everyone has.
And sometimes what these things do, I mean, it's not in the case of Jeffrey Dahmer. He's been caught and killed in prison. But
yeah.
sometimes these true crime podcasts actually lead to arrests or lead to exonerating innocent people in jail. So,
you know, that's a great point, and I'm glad you said that, because I completely didn't even think about that.
Well, that's why there's both of us, Richard.
Yes. The exposure sometimes of that revisiting, sadly,
yeah,
which is what they're doing, might actually initiate some kind of progress in
right.
the case. You're right.
Right.
I have to acknowledge that is a legitimate reason for those things to exist.
Yeah. All right, Richard, next topic here.
Well, my Michael.
Yes, my Rich Meister.
The Sanderson sisters are at it again. You
oh,
know that.
Yes, the sequel's coming out.
Right.
On Disney Plus.
That's right. Now, would you believe, Michael, that you could spend, for just the price of $31... you could spend an evening in the very cottage where they filmed where the Sanderson sisters lived.
Now, is this... You
it's
know what?
An Airbnb.
I'm going to wait until you read me the story. I'm going to hold my questions until after you're done.
The iconic cottage from Hocus Pocus is coming to life. The Sanderson sisters are opening up their home to two lucky guests
Book.
Who can try to cast some ancient spells in celebration of the upcoming release of Hocus Hocus, too. Only $31.
That's a deal, which makes me think there's probably bed bugs or real actual ghosts.
It could be. October 12th for the 20th, you can stay.
Now, is this in Salem, Massachusetts?
Yes. Yep. In fact, Airbnb will also make a donation to Salem's Boys and Girls Club to celebrate the rare event.
Yeah. By the way,
although $31, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
They're not going to generate a whole lot of money.
I mean, my wife and I went to Salem, and it was one of our favorite vacations ever, except I didn't want to stay in the city of Salem.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't either.
We stayed like 45 minutes away because that place definitely has ghosts.
There's some vibes there.
I mean, there are a lot of vengeful and
unsettled souls.
Right, and rightfully so. I mean, you could be burned for being a witch just for not saying bless me after you sneeze.
Yeah. That's intense stuff.
I've noticed there's been a lot of Hocus Pocus hate this year.
Yeah.
And it's probably because the sequel's coming out, but there's this meme going around that says, America celebrates 29 years of pretending Hocus Pocus is a good movie. And it's always people like 10 years older than us. It's like,
sure.
Of course you don't like that movie. It's not for you.
Right. I don't know about Halloween Town. That wasn't my big thing.
Right.
Hocus Pocus was my big thing.
Right. Like, I don't know anything about Frozen because I was in my 20s when it came out.
Sure.
And I don't have any kids.
I do want to ask you, though, that the idea of these sequels coming to streaming events.
Yeah.
I know. I absolutely know I'm in the minority here. And I'm going to sound terribly old-fashioned. To me, it doesn't feel as real as if it were to actually be playing in a theater. Like, if Hocus Pocus 2 came out and it was at the show, to me it would seem completely 100% legitimate.
Well, and I also wonder, because it's got like a straight-to-video vibe to it.
Yeah, that's the way I describe it. Aladdin, The Return of Jafar.
Well,
nobody
and I
gave a...
Right. You know. Right, with the guy who played Homer Simpson as Genie.
Yeah, Hank Azaria.
Dan Castellaneta.
Right.
Yeah.
Nancy Kavner.
Isn't that the figure skater who got clubbed?
Julie Kavner,
That's it.
That's her.
I wonder, it's got to be easier for a company like Disney to just say the hell with it and put it out on their streaming site than to get into the theaters.
Yeah.
And, Rich, I actually did feel that way until I started watching movies in the theaters on, like, my streaming platform.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when Wonder Woman 1984 came out, I wasn't sure if I wanted to see that in the theaters, but hell, I'll watch it for free off my bootlegged HBO Max.
Sure.
I think that once upon a time I probably would have agreed with you, but I feel like the world has changed so much towards streaming and COVID has really accelerated that.
Oh yeah.
That now I kind of like the convenience of being able to just watch it. It's Friday.
Yeah.
I've gone through all my DVR and I said, "Oh, well, let's watch the new Hocus Pocus."
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other hand, sometimes I just want to go to the movies for like the atmosphere.
Yeah.
I don't care what's playing. I just want to smell the popcorn and sit in the seats.
And so
I don't know. I think, and your mind will probably change kind of as things go.
And like I said, I'm fully
self-aware
here.
Yeah.
I'm fully self-aware that I am the odd man out. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that my tastes will evolve too. I will always hold an unbridled love for the movie-going experience, though. I can't relinquish that as quickly as some other folks might be able to.
Like Halloween Kills, Halloween Ends, the final Jamie Lee Curtis, Michael Myers movie, that's coming out on streaming and at the theaters at the same time.
Which I don't understand. She died in the Busta Rhymes one.
Right.
Halloween, Insurrection, whatever it was, 2002.
Right, the LL Cool J one.
Right.
You're getting your,
I'm sorry, I'm getting my rappers mixed
That's
up.
That's okay. I think they just erased those ones.
I know they did.
They're like, this
I
is a mulligan.
I like to tell people that those are canon.
Pay no attention to this Rob Zombie remake either.
Right. Oh, yeah, you're right. There are two whole other movies.
But you know what? I probably will opt to go see that one in the theater.
Okay. Okay.
Because
that's a theater experience.
Yeah.
Yes,
because
for sure.
Because I've seen them all in the theater, so I've got that.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, all the new ones.
Did you see the one with Busta Rhymes and LL Cool J at the show?
I did.
No, you didn't. Did you really?
And I didn't want Busta Rhymes, the rapper, in real life to die, uh-huh. but I wanted his character to die.
Okay.
Because he was awful.
Now, was LL Cool J? Okay. Which one was Halloween H2O 20
was
years
LL
later?
Cool J. That's
that
the
was
one
LL Cool J.
With Josh Hartnett, and they were Jamie Lee Curtis, Laurie Strode was working at a boarding school.
Okay. Yes, that's right.
Which in this new reboot, she never worked at a boarding school. She's been a hermit living in like a military compound in fear of Michael Myers since the second one.
Right.
So
she had time to have a daughter, though.
Yeah, she had kids.
As I recall.
Yeah. So I you're not a fan of these reboots.
You know what? It was okay. I didn't think it was as great as everybody thought it was.
Yeah.
I didn't see the second one because I heard there's kids that get
why you can't watch Stranger Things.
Right.
Yeah.
The third one intrigues me, though. I will say I am intrigued. But you know what? I have to tell you, I'm so now I'm going to sound like one of those people who putting down something that everybody else loves. You know how he does that thing where he shifts his
Michael Myers
head? Yeah,
right.
Kind of looks at he does that in the first one. I'm really kind of sick of seeing him do that to almost every person he kills now.
Right.
It was cool the first time.
Right. I guess that's his that's the closest thing he has to having any dialogue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if he starts talking at the end of this one. Maybe he will.
It's like can I get an Uber? Can I get an Uber away from the sanitarium? All right, Rich.
I miss Dr. Loomis, too.
Right.
He's great. It's not a hot... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. My headphones decided to start working all of a sudden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Loomis was the man. Remember him? How did he survive all the movies?
Right. He's the one person Michael Myers wouldn't kill.
Yeah, I love Dr. Loomis.
Yeah. I think Michael Myers loved Dr. Loomis.
I hope that guy's still around. I hope
Donald
he's still
Pleasance?
With us. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have your opinions and I have mine.
Agree to disagree. You know, I'm not even going to Google it.
Yeah, I love that. Let's get Dr. Loomis up on the horn here, huh?
Well, I would, Rich, but I don't like using Ouija boards.
I looked behind his eyes like a doll's eyes, the dead eyes, and there was absolutely nothing. He was the best. Do you remember Dr. Loomis?
I remember him well.
Do you like him?
He's the man.
He is. Dr. Loomis is the man.
All right, Rich.
I'll make that my Twitter handle.
So... Dr. Loomis is the man.
Yeah.
Dr. Loomis is the male at gmail.com.
Yeah.
At Hotmail.
Yeah.
All right, Rich. We got time for one more story, so I'm going to let you pick the headline of which one we go with, okay?
Okay.
More bosses are spying on quiet quitters. It could backfire. Or Kelly Ripa denies that she abandoned Regis Philbin in new book.
You know I got to go with the Reg.
Okay. Well,
it seems like you didn't want to do that story.
No, I feel like this is going to disappoint you. That's why.
Oh, go on.
Kelly Ripa
prepared for it.
Has put out a new book, Live Wire, long-winded short stories, that says that her and Regis, though they had great on-air chemistry, were not really friendly or socialized.
Oh.
Outside of the show.
I kind of knew that.
Yeah. And
she was mad that he didn't tell her that he was leaving, too, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, she said,
Or maybe that was Strahan. I can't remember.
Let's see. I feel like they pretty much asking me to be a member of the family. They're proper British. Wait, so...
You're reading
the
wrong
Queen
story.
Yeah, anyway, I had this... I think they changed...
the Queen Elizabeth story.
They changed the story on me. See... This was just a blurb at first.
And now it's a
question answer.
No wonder you didn't want to pick that one. It disappeared. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So but speaking of not wanting people to be picked, it turns out Regis was not sold on Kelly Ripa as his first choice.
As he shouldn't have been. She's terrible.
But, I mean, here's the thing.
I just said that because, I'd like to support my Reg.
Right. I mean, here's the thing. She was in a tough spot.
Yeah.
I mean, Regis and Kathy Lee was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Coolio's Gangster's Paradise, it was a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kathy Lee decides to retire. I don't remember why she retired. Maybe she wanted to raise the kids.
Uh-huh.
And now...
Cody and that other one.
The other one, Lee Gifford?
Yeah.
And now you have to walk into this thing that's already a juggernaut, and now you're being replaced.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, some people are good at faking it. I mean, remember Rod and Mario?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone loved Rod and Mario.
Oh, yeah. They hated each other.
They hated each other so much that they fought over a chair and got fired.
I forgot about that.
That's why.
Oh, my gosh.
So yeah, that's kind of disappointing. I mean,
was Busta Rhymes? I'm sorry.
I'm sure Busta Rhymes has been a guest.
Yeah,
on either Live with Regis and Kelly, or probably Regis and Kelly. I don't know if he was if he had merged during the Regis and Kathy
now,
Lee.
He's still with us, right?
Busta Rhymes, yes.
Yeah. Okay, Coolio, was he ever in any of the Halloweens?
I don't think so.
Because at one point you had to have a rapper in a Halloween picture,
right?
Do you remember?
I think they...
From 20 years on later, from the H2O to the rest...
I think Busta Rhymes and LL Cool J filled that criteria. Let's see. He was in Batman and Robin as Banker.
Yeah, he was Banker.
I don't remember that at all. He was in Leprechaun in the Hood.
Oh, yeah.
Which I still have to see that.
Yeah, we got to see that.
Yeah.
Not just you.
Yeah, we can watch it together.
I wonder if Dr. Loomis is in that one.
Oops. What a show that would be.
I love Dr. Loomis so much.
He was in Dracula 3000 as a
3000.
Guy. 3000. 3000.
There was 2000. I didn't know there was
3000. I saw 2000, yeah.
You did, huh?
Yeah, I would have thought that Dracula...
Gerard Butler.
You would think that Dracula 2000 came out in the year 2000. You'd think they'd have to wait 1,000 years for Dracula 3000.
An entire millennia.
They only waited 4 years. It came out in 2004.
I wish Donald Pleasance was in that Dracula 2000.
Yeah.
He was great.
Well, it's too late now.
Don't say that.
Sorry.
He's raining on my parade.
He was also in a show called Black Jesus. So he did some acting.
Oh, yeah. I remember Black Jesus.
Do you really?
Yeah. My sister Mary was a fan of it. We watched a few episodes of Black Jesus.
What channel was it on? Adult Swim.
I think it was on, there was this one episode where...
There were 31 episodes. I totally missed Black Jesus.
It was great.
With Coolio.
Some guy went up to Jesus and he asked him for a miracle. And Jesus said to him, "Nah, man, that's up to Pops."
Oh, Pops is a God.
Yeah.
Right.
It was great. I miss Black Jesus.
Well,
I miss Donald Pleasance. I miss Black Jesus. I miss Coolio.
You miss Happy Meals. Luckily, they're back.
I miss Regis.
This is why I hate nostalgia, Rich.
Yeah.
I feel like nostalgia ruins so many people's lives. Because people can't. I mean, if you
can't recreate,
if you stop enjoying life
you're
at the
right,
age of 12,
you're right,
that's
you're
a long time to live.
You're 100%
with nostalgia.
Accurate on that note, I think. But you know, I'm still nostalgic about things that I did in my 20s.
I mean, it's okay to be nostalgic. It's okay to be nostalgic, but don't let it ruin your present.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I mean, Rich, I'm nostalgic.
Way to end the show.
I'm nostalgic for the days that Dave showed up, but they're not coming back.
You're right.
So all you and I could do is pick
up the... Suddenly, Dave has a great job.
Oh.
Let's pick up the pieces
right, and
rename this podcast Whatever Daveless. Oh, that's him calling to apologize.
Oh, yeah,
well, it's not going to work. I'm ending the show right now.
Yeah.